Hi, my name is Layla Belfadil. I'm a sophomore at Hoggard High School in North Carolina, and today my mom and I are going to be talking about some of the main differences between living in Morocco and living here in Wilmington. So, for those of you who don't know, Morocco is a country in northern Africa that borders the Mediterranean Sea in the north, the Atlantic Ocean in the west, the Atlas Mountains in the east, and the Sahara Desert in the south.
Hi, I'm Layla's mom. So my father, Layla's grandpa, is Moroccan, and I lived there as a kid before moving to New York for high school and college. And then later when I had Layla and her younger brother, we moved back.
Right. So honestly, what was the main reason you wanted to move back?
Well, I think that growing up there truly has shaped me into who I am. And being able to experience something so different from the usual is so important in being world aware. I wanted you guys to appreciate your family's roots and appreciate another culture and allow that to be a part of you through the rest of your life, and I thought that this was the best way to do it.
For sure. So what do you think would be some of the most obvious differences you've noticed?
I think obviously some of the main things are the religion being Islam, the language barrier, and the family-focused environment.
Yeah. Living in Morocco, family was for sure always a priority. I remember we would go see Meemaw, my grandma, several times a week, and her, my great-grandmother, and my three aunts, and most of the time, their friends or neighbors would always be there. Everyone knew everything about everyone, and everyone was always together as much as possible.
Yep, exactly. And not only that, but the way you would treat family members. You came into the room, and you would always say bisou, which is kissing everyone on both cheeks, before sitting down. Another big difference was the food.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, Moroccan food was incredible. For breakfast, you would walk to the nearest bakery and get fresh baguette or croissants and different pastries. One of the main things to dip your bread in was a mix of honey and olive oil, which sounds so strange out loud. But traditionally, the mom in the house would cook a dish like couscous or tagine, which are two of the most known Moroccan dishes.
And if we wanted to get a snack, there were hanouts, which were pretty much these little cheap snack shacks that sold some junk food. However, there were grocery stores that sold European food, but they were always on the pricier end.
Yeah. One main thing I noticed was how much better the food tasted. They had fast food places that were clearly American, like McDonald's, Papa John's, and Burger King. They were still so much better. There was no such thing as GMOs or preservatives and all the chemical junk put in our food here. It was real food, and you could definitely taste the difference.
Yeah, for sure. It was really just, like, so much better. Did you personally notice anything different in the way that women were treated there? Because I remember, as I got a little older, I got more uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially as you got older, there were a lot of things I had to check before you wore it outside. As a Muslim country, a lot of women there wore the traditional hijab or burqa and were always very modest. Even though Morocco is much more progressive than other Arab countries like Saudi Arabia, women still constantly had to be careful, as it truly was a man's world.
I remember one of the first things I noticed when we moved back was how smooth the roads were and how little time it took to get places. In Morocco, I remember long, hot, loud car rides that always made me feel sick. Do you think that was just me being a kid, or was it really as bad as I remember?
Oh no, it really was as bad as you remember. Driving in Morocco and the traffic was just terrible. In the summer especially, most houses didn't even have AC, and it gets really hot during that time. The roads are always crowded and filled with honking and pissed off, awful drivers. Most people called cabs to get places that weren't too far for that reason.
Overall, even though we did end up moving back to the U.S., are you happy with your decision?
100% I would do it again. I just think it gives you guys such an advantage to know so much about other cultures, speak another language, and focus on a bigger world picture by actually having to be able to live there. I miss being around diversity and having every single day be a learning experience, but I am so glad I was lucky enough to experience it once and then experience it again with my kids.